Thursday, no, what's today? Tuesday night. Or Lechof Gimel Teves, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're in the middle of it. So I saw, the question is, if you have a mashkanta, you have a security, you have collateral, and so you can't benefit from the collateral. It's ribbis. That would be ribbis. If you want to make an arrangement and benefit from the collateral, and as you're benefiting, deduct from the principal of the loan, that should not be a problem. That's called mashkanta dinachaisa, that you're constantly deducting from how much he owes you. You're deducting from the principal debt. Then we saw in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, we didn't understand. He said, but it does not have to be commensurate with the market value. In other words, if you have an apartment, he gave you an apartment for collateral, right? And you're living, so you're not allowed to live there. But you could live there if you take rent off and you deduct that for the principal. That's how you're paying him back, because you're living in his apartment. Now, if the average price of such an apartment is 1,000, is 2,000 shekel, so you could live there for 100 shekel a month, right? And the malva, we're talking about the malva's living there. So I don't know if there's any way you draw the line. So the big kasha is that there's a beferish and din that if you lend, it's a mishnah really, if I lend you money, I'm not allowed to live in your apartment for free. So like, what's the difference? Why doesn't any mashkanta ben, why could a mashkanta ben a chaisa, mashkanta is mashko, collateral, ben a chaisa means with a deduction, that you're deducting. Why is that okay, and it doesn't have, even if it's not market value, you're getting a dirt cheap price, maybe it's even a joke, and why is it different than a maldus chavero, you know, loyodu b'chatzero chinam? So I see in the Sefer Bris Yehuda, so that's where we left it, and I said, you know something, I never realized this then, that it doesn't have to be market value, and I don't exactly get it. So I see now that it's something taka very inexplicable. It's something very schwer, and the achronim are very marich. This is Reb Bloy from my neighborhood, and he just brings down. It's an arichos. It's talked about, but I don't even know. It's very, very complicated. It goes through all sorts of cases in Ezehu Neshech and tries to match them up. And the way I understood the bottom line is that since you're keeping the field or whatever the collateral is, so it looks like a sale. It doesn't look like he just gave you a good price on the thing, but he's selling it to you. So that doesn't look like the third ribbon, so he could sell you something. Because there's no set price by karka, so he's selling you with the price.
There is a loan, like a 2,000 shekel rent for 100 shekels, maybe would be way over the line.
I don't know where you draw the line. I don't know if you draw the
minimum,
line.
The minimum such a thing could possibly.
No. If you want to look it up, I'll give it a Myron Malcolm. It is an Indian. Like, everybody weighs in. This is like a major, major Indian.
It goes back to the lova. How could it look like a sale?
It doesn't look. No, that's the point. Taka doesn't go back to the lova. That's what we're talking about.
He takes the collateral.
He's
back.
Taking the collateral. The guy didn't pay, so he's taking. So he's taking the collateral, and he plans on.
He's gonna take the apartment.
The plan is he's gonna take it. He's gonna keep it. What I saw in him is that it's an arichos, and it's really very, very complicated and complex. Let me just give you the Mar Mokum and let's go by them. That's what Hishtam Shus B'mashkon. Afilu shavim harbe, the kotzutz and dover muat, mutter.
Okay,
I have nothing else to say. It's Marichus. It's one of the. It happened. I see from looking at the Bris Yehuda, it's like a famous topic in Milchus Ribbis. Why this is mutter? So they're all very subtle chilukim. Nothing very very clear. So before you do it, ask a shayla. What?
Are they arguing on the reason or on the halacha?
They're all giving different reasons. They're all struggling.
Halacha's
clear. Everybody's molded to the halacha, apparently. No one takes issue with the halacha. They're all looking for reasons why it's like that. Okay, we're in Siman Samach Hey. This is Sif Yud Beis, is what we learned. Sif Yud Gimel. Okay, you're selling something on credit. When you're selling something on credit, so he owes the money now, and he should pay you now by all rights. So you're really giving him a loan, in a sense. Call him a drabbanan. In a sense, you're lending the purchaser the purchase price. You're lending him that money, because he should be giving it to you now. He has the object. You're saying, okay, you could keep it, meanwhile. So that's like a loan. So now, can you charge more for giving credit? Dovah sheyesh lo shar yadua, if there's basically a set market price. Also lemochra b'yoser min hashar, you can't increase the price. This is what they have in gas stations in America, I think. Yeah, cash price and credit price, and it's more for credit. Afal pishemoy m'nei shemam tin lois amos, you can't charge more for extending credit, because that's hamtonos mos, that's ribbis. He's taking money for waiting for his money. He's getting money to wait for his money. Maybe it's not ribbis d'oraisa, because it's not ribbis katsutsa. It didn't start off as a loan. It's a business transaction. But it's midrash ribbis midrabbanan. Abul davar shen lo shar yadua, but if there's no known market price, avol bishamoy noisim le'atos hamos, he knows that he would give it to him for less than he's selling it to him now for. Hayinos lo b'pachos ublavachu, okay? Ublavachu ubishvil shu mamten al hamos, because he's waiting for his money. Moichalik tzaz b'yoser mutter. If there's no shar yadua, b'levach lo yaleu harbe. Even in that case, it can't be like out of line. It has to be something that makes sense.
Isn't mutter? Because then it's like that was the price all along.
That would be called shar yadua. What do you mean? I think if the store puts up a sign, you know, cash like this and credit like that, so then the hefta doesn't apply. It's always going to be us. They're telling you openly, we're charging you more because you're taking credit.
I'm saying if there's no shar, why is it mutter?
If there's no shar, because you can't pinpoint if it's ribbis or not. You can't pinpoint that he's taking more because of the credit. Maybe he's just selling it for more. There's no shar you do on.
What if they're getting, they have to pay to with the credit company?
You could pass on, this is an Indian, you could pass on costs. The post can allow you to pass on costs. Cost of a bounce check, cost of. What do you. Even if you have to pay someone else rebus, I don't think you can pass on that cost.
No, but the credit card company charges you to use, every time someone pays by a credit 2%. Card, you have to pay them a little bit.
So you would charge him more even if you had the money instantaneously?
Right.
Yeah, then you can do it. Probably, I think it's illegal, or you sign the parenthetically. I think the agreement people sign with credit card companies that they're not going to do that. Just parenthetically. But the storekeepers obviously have a big gates hurry to do it. But that's what you would have to ask yourself. You would have to ask yourself, if I wouldn't be waiting for my money, would I still charge more? So if the answer is yes, because it's the same expenses and the same everything. So even if I didn't have to wait for my money at all, I would still make this charge. So that's like a good rule of thumb for yourself to know if you're touching ribbis.
If you have a shar yadua and you want to make them sell, you want someone to buy, so you have a cash price.
That's different. There, if it's clear or pretty clear, or even if it can be interpreted reasonably, that you're not charging more for credit, but you're charging less for cash, that's okay. less for cash, it's okay. If you give me the money now, I'll give you a discount. As long as he's getting the merchandise now, you're giving him a break in the price, but he's mechuyev to pay you now. That's the trick. That's the key thing. That's the key thing. That's what makes it not a ribbis problem. Because you have to give him the money now. You're giving him the money now, and you're getting the item now. So now's the right time to give him the money. So he's saying, listen, if you pay me on time, and I don't have to chase after you, and I don't have to... hire a special, whatever.
What about a gas company? If you pay it all now, they give you 1% discount, and you're getting little by little as you use it.
I don't know. It would have to be examined how it's structured. If they say, what used to be the Cartesio, if you buy the Cartesio now, they'll give you 11 for the price of 10. That used to be the old TCOs when I first moved here. You got to learn about that. Mm-hmm. So again, sometimes it's a judgment call. Everybody understands that the reason they do that is not to get your money before you take the bus ride. Mm-hmm. That's not the reason. Everybody understands that the reason is
free ride.
To get you to buy a car TCO so that it moves, and they don't block the bus. People come in and they just give the Cartesio. If everybody had a fish for money, so they want to give you an incentive to buy a Cartesio. It's sometimes it could be a tough call. I'm just picking Cartesio on buses because that's clear. I think it's clear. They're not doing it to get your money. It's like incidental. They're doing it because they want to be efficient. They want the traffic to flow efficient, the traffic of the people to flow efficiently. So that's it. Or sometimes a person is low in cash flow because so many people owe him money. So he says, look, if you come, but they owe him already money. So he says, look, if you come in and pay up your chayvus, I'll give you a 10% discount. So, okay, there it's easier because there it's b'chal not a loan. They own the money already. Now he's just saying, please pay me, I'll give you a discount. Right. Ribbis would be the other way, really. He's not extending to them the money and they have to pay more because they have his money. The shoe's on the other foot. They have his money. And he's giving them a discount to pay up so that he can get a cash flow going and pay up his suppliers and pay up all his people. He's willing to take the hit of a 10% loss.
Okay. Gas stations now, a lot of gas stations charge less for cash. And I understand.
How do you know? See, that's impossible to know. How do you know if it's less for cash or more for credit?
That's what I wanted to ask. I think there's a set rate.
You mean the government sets the rate of what gas costs?
At least for benzine, for 95, there is not for diesel.
So what is this? So which is it? It's less for cash or it's more for credit?
I think it's less for cash. But
so that would be okay.
You have to know, like you go in, you can't pay him cash if.
No, that would be okay. Right, if the government set Shar was the higher price, but he's only charging you that if you give him the credit card. If you give him cash, so then it's clear he's charging less for cash, not more for credit. Less for cash is more credit.
But diesel is not set. So
the store in Muncie, said, 15% discount on cash. But then, one day he decided that he's going to do that even if people would prepay and they have a credit. And so that's really not so clear. They'd go give him $200 and then they would... But they wouldn't buy anything now. So again, it's not ribbis if he would give you the same discount if you didn't do that. As long as you paid him cash. All he cares about is getting cash when you buy the item. You don't want to walk around with money. People don't like that. You want to go prepay. And he gives it. So there, if he give you more of a discount, it would be ribbis. See? He gives it to people, if you pay me cash, 10% discount. If you prepay, then I'll give you 15% off. That's ribbis. That's why it's ribbis. Because you're giving him money now, it's like extending him a loan. You're not buying anything now. And he's giving you back money because you're lending him money.
He's giving back less. You give him more of a discount.
Wait. Maybe I have it wrong. Am I mixed up? No.
He said it right. He's going to give you a discount.
You're giving him $100. You're giving him $100. You're going to take $100 worth of
produce.
And he's charging you cheaper.
Right.
Because you gave him the money earlier. Right, that means because you lent him money, you're getting a benefit to lending him money.
You're going to get more.
So you have to be careful. When stores set that up, you have to watch out. If they set it up with a steeper discount if you prepay, now it comes to prepayment of all of magazines, schools, bungalow colonies, ulam. So usually you're getting something at the time. But if I rent the bungalow colony, so the transaction is now, he can't be chaser. Mm-hmm. And you're making a kinyan now on your bungalow,
so
even though it's a year before.
You have the spot.
The school, right. So that's like a head. I think a magazine subscription or a pre-publication price is much more problematic, because there's no kinyan, it's dovash loy bali yoylam. So this heterim, because you see it all the time. I mean, I'm not saying that's the reason it's mutter, but they work out some heter. They, I think if you
get some sort of present.
No, they say even if you if you order the book, even if you don't give us money, that's what they say a lot of times. They'll say the point isn't the money. If you order the book now, you get a discount. But you don't have to give us money now, just order. You know, they're doing it so that they should know how many to print. So they're willing, or they want to print a lot, so they're willing to give you a discount. But they'll, a lot of times it's not a problem, because they'll say, you don't have to give us the money. We don't need, it's not the money we want. We want to know you're ordering the books. If you order the book before July 1st, we'll give you a discount. So that's okay, because you don't even have to give them the money. So it's clear they're not giving you the discount, because you're giving them the money early, and that would be like a loan.
I don't know if anyone does that, though. They want the money then, because that's the commitment.
A lot of times they say, order the book by July 1st, and you get a discount.